Sydney Harbour on a summer's day, from Postcard Ping Pong. It is the end of November, a mollusk shell dull, mute day, when I find Sydney Harbour in the small, dry pigeonhole where the Guardian grudgingly dumps the mail. I can't believe this bluer than Brett Whiteley blue. It smashes out into the dark French foyer like a souvenir perspex paperweight of the Eiffel Tower, with all its artificial copper sulfate air suddenly splashing free. The photograph of what should be so familiar looks so peculiar. It looks like an electrically charged creature which could skid off the top of the TV where I try to balance it. And when I walk out and lock the heavy studio door, behind me the room drowns in 40 years of copybook quink. It is the end of November, a dull, mute day. When I burst out to the street, schoolgirls in black are spilling from the nearby lycée into their narrow lunchtime break. Between stacked high eggshell pale stone, the soft air offers us its secret zing. 5 minutes later, my hands are on the rounded stone of a bridge across the Seine. I am here. Familiar, unfamiliar water flows under me, as replete with its own glow as an oyster just shut.